Let us pray. Almighty Lord, we come to you this day hoping to make some sense of your scriptures. These are heavy words. So Lord, we ask that you might shine your light on them to make sense of them, Lord, to help them guide our feet. Lord, I do ask that the meditations of my heart and mind may be a light like yours, that they might actually shine forth something that looks like you, much less like me. We pray these things in your perfect Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, I hope you've had your coffee this morning, because we have some heavy texts here. The lectionary focuses on our final destination, with Jacob's ladder at Bethel being the gate of heaven, and Matthew's gospel talking about the harvest. We know that to be that final judgment day. Our New Testament text grapples with this in a familiar way. The text seems to assume we either inherit the kingdom of God as wheat, or we are thrown into the fiery furnace as weeds. The binary system of heaven and hell is familiar. But what is also clear in this system is that there is a wheat or weeds dichotomy. Either you are destined to heaven as a godly wheat crop, or you are destined to hell as a devilish weed. Destined to heaven or hell? It's heavy stuff, right? And we Presbyterians refer to this as the doctrine of election, which is more commonly known as predestination. If you have thought much about that doctrine, or if you've ever heard of it, you probably have asked yourself a whole lot of questions. Are we pre-elected as wheat before we are born? Or are we pre-elected as weeds before we are born? Is there any choice in our created nature? Or are our seeds definitive of who we are for life, such that how we were originally sown by our Maker then predestines us for eternity? I was talking about coffee earlier because, let's be clear, one must be properly caffeinated to consider these kinds of questions at this hour. These are huge questions about the mystery of our creation and about our destiny after death. These are questions that have been pondered since the beginning of time. So before you start worrying that I'm going to expound on the doctrine of election for another 15 minutes, thinking maybe you should have had another cup or two of coffee before you came to church this morning, let me relieve you of your concerns. It's my hope that today we are going to church, not to class. Today I want to discuss how this complicated theology informs our reading of these texts, of Genesis and Matthew. Don't really want to pontificate predestination purely in theory. I wouldn't do that to you unless we all had a venti cup of Starbucks. I've spent a lot of time with that venti cup in the classroom studying the doctrine of election. I spent much of my seminary career engaging the theology behind Calvin's Institutes, Augustine's Corpus that delves into this doctrine, and I have pored over the biblical texts where authors expound on this position, texts much like what we encountered this morning. That level of study has led me to realize that this is a doctrine which does, in fact, require a lot of reflection, a lot more reading, and a lot more time than I have this morning preaching to properly engage. So far be it from me to tell you what to think about that complicated theology. I would, however, encourage each of you to get that big cup of Joe. If you're not a coffee drinker, get your tea. Grab your Bible, maybe even a theological text or two, and study up on that topic so you can pinpoint your own questions to bring to the good Lord in prayer and to your Christian elders. I mentioned predestination this morning because I find it to be the biggest stumbling block to understanding the parable of the wheat and the weeds. If we are simply predestined to heaven or hell, why does it even matter what we do from the time we are created to the time we die? If in the end, if in the harvest time, all the weeds go to one place, and the wheat goes to another, then why even grow the seeds at all? Thinking this over prayerfully, it occurred to me that Jesus intentionally chose to talk about this heavy subject in figurative language. Parables are teaching tools that use metaphoric language to make a point. So, we are not crops, but we are like crops, in that we have the ability to grow. We are humans that grow. And as we grow in the world, Jesus teaches us that it is best to grow as a child of the kingdom. You and I are not able to be defined as a bad apple or a good apple from start to finish. No, it's not really like that. Rather, there is endless potential in life, in that field. And we have constant opportunities to change as we face that field. So if you started as a weed, you might not mature into a full-grown weed. You might just blossom into some hardy wheat. Or if you started as wheat, you might be threatened by encroaching weeds. But should you be strong and steadfast in your growth with God, those threats will amount to nothing in the end. Jesus uses this parable to strongly advocate that our growth matters. It matters whether we invest in becoming weeds or wheat. Yes, Jesus is talking about heaven and hell because he's talking about our eternal resting place. But friends, he is talking about the good news. He is proclaiming the good news. He's not preaching hellfire and brimstone. For me, the key to unlocking this parable rests in what Jesus doesn't say. He does not say that we are destined to be a wheat or a weed forever. He doesn't say that this one seed is destined to grow into a weed, to be sent to that fiery furnace. He also doesn't say that this particular seed, named so-and-so, is bound for glory at the time of harvest because of its perfect wheatiness. What he does say is that it is important to let the seeds grow together until the time of harvest. Any farmer will tell you that crops do all kinds of unexpected things, and you never know what you will get in the end. The final destiny of the seed depends on that growth period. Just like our final destination as eternal souls depends on our growth in life. This is good news. It is tempting to read this parable as a pre-election to heaven or hell for weeds and wheat, wherein there is no choosing one's final destination, but I do not find that to be consistent with the overarching biblical testimony on this point. Consider Jacob's dream at Bethel. What is also not in that Genesis text is the context in which Jacob then receives his beautiful blessing from God, a blessing offered to him by God's self to inherit the land he is sleeping upon. What we are missing without context there is that just before that dream, Jacob did something kind of shady. All right, Jacob was actually escaping to Bethel. He was escaping his brother Esau because the inheritance Jacob receives from God in his dream at Bethel was properly due to his brother Esau. But Jacob deceived his father. His father Isaac, he pretended to be the firstborn son. And Jacob stole his brother's blessing. So is Jacob a weed or is he wheat? Seems to me that he is both. He was a weed for stealing that blessing. But God saw his potential to be wheat when he gave him that inheritance. Instead of pre-election to heaven or hell with Jacob, we see God's grace. Jacob was given an opportunity to change. He did wrong, but then he did right. He responded positively to God's blessing, and that changed the end game. It's fair to say, then, that he might have started as a weed, but he changed to wheat by growing with God, by accepting God's grace. Jacob was inspired by the Holy Spirit to grow in step with God, and freely chose to become the wheat that spread the field for all the 12 tribes of Israel. We too have the freedom to respond to God, and we have the freedom to grow with the Lord as wheat, or grow away from God as weeds. Here's the good news. You haven't purchased your ticket yet. This final destination is one you cannot buy a ticket for in advance. You can start packing your bag, though. And what you pack is deeply important to God. It matters whether or not you put God's word in your bag. It matters whether or not you put your church name tag in your bag, whether or not you put those church clothes in your bag. These are things that we pack in our metaphorical bags so as to create good growth towards God. Maybe today your bag doesn't quite look so full of nourishing items for you to grow as the wheat you know you are. To that, I would say, join the club. Jesus told the parable such that the weeds would always be among the wheat. The weeds would always be among the wheat. That is to say, it's hard to pack that bag full of fertilizers for your wheat when sometimes you just want some weed killer. Unfortunately, we don't get weed killer in this life. We have to fight to be wheat amongst the weeds. And that is a constant choice we have to make. In every waking moment, we are presented with a choice to be the wheat or the weed. When we mistakenly choose to be weeds, we, like Jacob, can still become wheat. Your final destination is not yet determined, but you have to decide where you want to end up. So, maybe the question is not, where are you going? But, how are you growing? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.